What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter, but more than anything, I just love health and fitness, and I love opening the doors to conversations about health and fitness. And today, I'm very honored to be talking with the owner of the Sun Pilates Studio. She holds many certifications, including she is a certified Pilates instructor, she is a certified aerobics instructor, certified personal trainer, also CPR and first aid certified. I am talking with Don King. So, Don, where do you hide all of these certifications?
Well, no, I don't hide them. They're all up on the wall. But I actually, and if I could add one to there, this last one I'm pretty proud of. I'm actually certified in gyrotonic instruction as well.
Wow.
Which is, it's not yoga, it's not Pilates, but, you know, similar in theory and concept, but whole new slew of exercises, new equipment, different equipment. And there's very few practitioners in Colorado Springs. I think there's a total of three of us. Two are at my studio, so we're very lucky to have two there. But yeah, it was developed through yoga, meditation, and dance. And the founder is actually still living. His name is Julio Horvath, and he is European. But he developed this system of exercise, and it uses, of course, very expensive equipment. But yeah, so that's one other certification that I have as well.
Add that to the long list of accomplishments.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to dive into gyrotonics, what that is. Also Pilates and all of the cool things that you do at Sun Pilates. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to learn about you and your relationship with health and fitness. So when was it that you first discovered a passion for either Pilates or your first passion?
Sure. I started, I actually was a college athlete. I played basketball in college and taught aerobics throughout my college career as well. And so that's when I really started to get inspired by exercise and fitness and teaching others. I did get injured in college playing basketball. And so once I graduated, I continued to teach aerobics and spinning and other types of group fitness, but was always kind of nursing this nagging knee injury. Of course, never had it checked out because when you're playing college sports, you just keep playing. So finally, a couple years after I graduated from college, I had my knee checked out, and the orthopedic surgeon wanted to do a complete replacement. Eventually, they were talking about a reconstruction at first with a replacement in several years. And I had a good friend down in the Florida Keys who was a Pilates instructor, and she advised me to, you know, go find a Pilates studio and try to rehab my knee on my own. So I did that. Fell in love with the methodology, and, you know, it's kind of history, all history from there. But I, to this day, have not had any knee surgery.
Nice.
It's actually fantastic, and it's a nice story to be able to tell, you know, clients that are coming into the studio who, you know, a lot of them have injuries as well or are recovering from surgery or, you know, have been told they're just never going to be able to straighten their knee 100% again. So it's kind of nice to be a walking testimonial for what I do, because it's really made a difference in my life. You know, having now 8-year-old twins, I wanted to make sure I could keep up with them.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're pretty active. So it's been great to be able to find this form of movement that's not only exercise, but also rehabilitation.
And so that's fantastic that you found an alternative to actual surgery, because I feel like that's kind of the story that we always hear. It's oh, I've got a bad back, I had surgery, or similar stories like that.
Right.
And how does that empower you and make you feel in charge of your body, knowing that you have more control?
Oh, it's very empowering. You know, there's always a time and a place for surgery. And I think, you know, that you sometimes we just get to that point. We've overused a joint or a muscle group so much that it's really kind of,
if I get a hernia, which I had two, I can't.
You know, right. Yeah, you kind of got to go have the surgery. Out. Yeah. But there is so much that we can do, you know, in prevention and leading up to surgery. I have several clients who, you know, they're going to have surgery eventually, but they continue to do Pilates and or gyrotonic or some sort of really, you know, therapeutic movement like that. And then even though they are still going to have surgery, their recovery time is much shorter. They really do, you know, kind of enhance their recovery by being able to do this therapeutic movement beforehand and then afterward as well.
And it's unfair because gyrotonic sounds like you're just sitting around having a cocktail.
Doesn't it?
Sounds delicious. Now, do you still play any basketball recreationally?
You know, I don't, but I do coach my kids' team. I've been coaching them for 2 years, so it's nice to be able to get out there on the court with them. And then as they get older, you know, kind of know that I'm not going to be sidelined with this injury. When I graduated from college, you know, I was so limited in what I could do activity wise. And so that was kind of my big goal is, you know, when I have kids, I want to be able to keep up with them and not be that mom who can't, can't, you know, chase after them or play basketball with them. So it's been great for that. It's been great to, you know, I may still have to have some kind of surgery down the road, but to go from what I would, you know, estimate, as maybe 40% function of my knee to probably 90% function of my knee is, you know, pretty good considering I didn't have any surgery.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you've delayed it and.
Yes. Yes. And my knee feels great. It really, really does. And, you know, and then every once in a while, as we age, you know, we come across other little aches and pains. And what's great about Pilates and gyrotonic, and we have yoga at our studio as well, is that it really does, we call it functional movement. It really does prepare the body for whatever it is that people do, whether it's sitting in a chair for 8 hours a day, which we, you know, try to inspire them to not do. But, but you know, some people, that's what they're.
Sometimes you can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it. Or if it's driving or if it is some higher level movement. We have elite athletes that come through our studio. So Pilates really is for everybody. I mean, it's therapeutic, but it's also what a lot of our athletes use for their competitive edge. We have clients from the age of 8 all the way up to 90. So it's really, truly for everybody.
That's a full range.
It's
there.
A full range.
Now, what's one of your favorite things about Pilates or just being physical in general?
Well, I think it's great to be able to be kind of a good role model for my children. You know, it's for them to see. It's so, I am envious of them getting to grow up in a studio. I grew up in, you know, gym. My dad is a former basketball coach, go figure. And that was great too, but it's nice to be able to model, you know, really good, movement and, you know, kind of a health and wellness lifestyle for my kids, as well as a lot of our clients that come in. You know, so a lot of people, like I said, you know, you kind of got your weekend warriors who sit in a chair all week and then, you know, go do crazy stuff on the weekend. So it's nice to be able to model kind of consistency for them. And we found in the Pilates world and in our community, we're really not, you know, a January type of studio or gym. When our clients come in, they commit and they come 2 to 3 times a week throughout the year. So it becomes a lifestyle for most of them, which is fantastic. We love to see that.
You build your little, and I don't know if little is the right term, but you build your gym community. And
correct.
It's a family.
It is. Really, oh, yeah. Is. It's so great to see the same people. And it's so great to see the improvements that they make. And, you know, we have different levels of exercises within Pilates and gyrotonic. And it's fun to, you know, kind of celebrate the victories with our clients as they progress from one level to the next. And, you know, maybe are able to accomplish an exercise that they didn't think they'd ever be able to do when they first walked in the door. And again, it's not really about, you know, what level they can get to, but just seeing how their body can progress. And, you know, Pilates is a melding of stretching and elongation of the muscles, as well as building and contracting the muscles. So to see people even gain flexibility and see what that does really for their whole life. I mean, it just makes such an impact on them when they can touch their toes when they weren't able to do so before. It really
They can touch their toes without pain.
Without pain, exactly. So to see them, you know, make these improvements and really improve their lifestyle is what it's all about for us.
I love it. I can hear the passion coming through on your voice there. It sounds like you really love it and found where you're supposed to be in the health and fitness world. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, but then we're going to come back and talk more specifically about Pilates, what it is. Maybe we'll touch on gyrotonics as well. And we'll just open that up and see what's in there.
Great.
But we will be right back here at Under 10 Fitness on 93.9 KCMJ. Listen to the end of this episode to find out how you can save 20% off your first purchase at Some Pilates. What's up and welcome back to 93.9 KCMJ Under 10 Fitness, giving you tips, tricks, motivation, and flat out entertainment sometimes when it comes to health and fitness. That laugh is Don King, the owner of Sun Pilates Studio. There's 2 locations here in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
And Don, I'm just going to flat out ask, What is Pilates? I really don't know.
It's a great question. Pilates is technically a form of therapeutic movement. It was developed by Joseph Pilates in the early 1900s. He actually called it Controlology. It was named after him after he died in, he died in the mid-60s. But he started and founded the first studio in the U.S. in New York City. It's a form of movement basically utilizing the body as weight. So if you talk about Pilates mat, which is Pilates that we do on the floor with mats, you're using your own body weight. So your legs are your weights for your lower abdominals. You know, you're using upper body muscles to do things like planks, for instance, are part of Pilates. Joseph Pilates also developed what is called the reformer. And he has three pieces of equipment that we utilize in our studio. So he created the reformer, the Cadillac, and the Wunda chair. And they're all really kind of brilliantly wonderfully designed pieces of equipment. And everybody says that's kind of where his genius was. So he utilizes springs and pulleys as a way to kind of therapeutically move the body. He was in an internment camp in World War I. And so this all was kind of developed then as he was trying to rehab some of his fellow, the other people that were in the camp with him. And so he utilized springs from beds to actually use as resistance for people that were bedridden. And so his goal was to have people leave the internment camp in better condition than they were before they came in, obviously. So we use it today for many things, a lot of post-rehab. So again, you know, people that are coming out of surgery or people that are working with an injury, we use it to help them kind of rehab that. But it's also used just for everyday maintenance of the body. There's a lot of stretching. So we do eccentric and concentric movement of the muscle and a lot of core strengthening. So we kind of feel like the core is your powerhouse. And so we work on efficient movement from there.
All right.
That was a really short answer to your...
No, that's great. I love the history there. So obviously you studied Pilates and you know what you're talking about. With your certifications, did you get to travel somewhere cool and learn all this stuff?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was actually fortunate enough to get my Pilates certification here in Colorado Springs. And, you know, if I can throw a little plug in, my studio has started its own certification program now.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I think we're one of the only... certification programs in Colorado Springs. Now, there are other broader-based programs that will do certifications here, but we actually certify teachers from our studio through our program, and they can, you know, go out and teach anywhere from there. And it's about a year-long program, but I was fortunate enough to be able to do my Pilates certification here, my gyrotonic certification, which I know we'll get to that eventually too, but I went to Boulder for most of that, and then... for gyrotonic to be fully certified, you have to go take a test either in Miami, so they have their United States headquarters are in South Beach, or you go to Germany, which is where Julio Horvath's studio is. So I went to Miami.
Okay.
Would love to go to Germany. Someday I will go to Germany and hopefully study with Julio, but I went to Miami and got finalized my certification there. So yeah, a little bit of travel involved, and then we're hoping with our personal certification program that we have going, that we'll travel a bit and do certifications in other cities.
Now, with Pilates, it sounds like there's some equipment that is involved. So do you really, to get the most out of it, actually need to go to a studio?
Well, yes. The short answer to that is yes. A lot of people have home-based studios, so you can buy equipment for your home. It's not cheap, but there are, you know, we have what we would consider commercial-grade equipment in our studio, so it lasts. It's made out of, you know, really nice, durable wood, but there are more home-based type of reformers, for instance, that you can purchase for the home that, you know, don't need to handle as much wear and tear. But the benefit, I would say, to going to a studio is whenever you do Pilates, you really want somebody watching your alignment and kind of critiquing your every movement. It's very detail-oriented. We're really trying to get to the intrinsic stabilizer muscles. I can tell you, if I had a reformer at home for about a year, never got on it.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds horrible, but it's true. There's just so many distractions at home. So to be able to go into a studio and actually have... somebody, you know, first of all, taking you through the protocol and through the exercises in the correct order, and then also, you know, critiquing and watching your every movement really does make a big difference.
And I believe in the value of a coach and having a trainer, and that's what you're there to offer, making sure that people are on top. And when you are taking that time to spend time on your body, get the most out of it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Pilates, is there a progression? Do you start somewhere and go?
You do. Yes. So, you know, it's interesting. It's a question we get a lot when people come into the studio and they want to know, should we do mat Pilates first? Should we do equipment Pilates first? I tend to suggest that people try Pilates on the equipment first, even though it's a little more intimidating, because the equipment gives you some support and it also gives you referrals. So you know what your muscles are supposed to be feeling. You know what the movement is supposed to feel like. Many of the exercises that you do on the equipment is then replicated in mat Pilates, even though mat Pilates was technically what Joseph had originally designed. But you want to be able to know what muscles you should be feeling when you go to the mat. So you do need to, usually we ask clients to start out with maybe a couple of privates so that they really understand what the work is, you know, how to use the equipment. And they're always going to have somebody with them, but that way they understand what they are supposed to be feeling when they go into a class setting. And our classes, because we have limited pieces of equipment, are rather small. So, you know, we take up to 5 people in a class. So it still feels kind of like a personal training experience, but without, you know, maybe it being one-on-one. So you, for cost efficiency, sometimes it's easier and better for people to take a class, but they kind of, we want them to have the fundamentals before they hop into one.
It's good for everybody. It's semi-private style training.
Correct. Yes.
One coach, you've got 5 people, and you can kind of really keep an eye on people
that
way. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, once you start getting more advanced, is it still similar styles? How does that
It work? Is. Yeah. What's great about Pilates is that the more advanced you get, the harder those fundamental exercises become, because now you really are starting to recruit the muscles that we wanted you to recruit. In the beginning, it's very hard to identify what muscles we're trying to get you to fire. And so the more you do Pilates and the more that that kind of sinks in and you have those aha moments where, oh, that's what my transverse abs feel like. Then once you start to do more higher level exercises, you're really engaging the proper muscles, and it's that much more challenging.
And I've noticed that a lot with my clients in personal training. When I first start training somebody, I'm like, where do you feel that? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just hurts everywhere.
Right.
But then the more advanced you get, you start feeling targeted muscles, and you start being able to control those muscles. It's really cool after a while that you're like, oh, I can flex that muscle here and there. And it's an interesting feeling when you get there. And then is Pilates being able to be used as a supplement for other sports?
Absolutely, yes. So, you know, we have a lot of high-level athletes that come through the studio. And what you find with athletes in general, whether they're weekend warriors or, you know, elite figure skaters, of which we have quite a few, is that they have grooves, they have patterns. Their type of movement is specific. And so with something like Pilates, we're treating whole body. We're really looking at the whole body, head to toe. And we're finding, you know, maybe where there are, you know, muscle, impingements, but where some muscles are, you know, kind of frozen, maybe relating to what it is that they do for a sport. And so we work to release certain muscle groups and, you know, maybe strengthen other muscle groups that are not being utilized. And it really makes for a much more efficient athlete because they're not just staying within their groove. They're expanding. They're working laterally. They're working, you know, the full body versus just the muscles that are supposed to be engaged for their particular movement.
I like how you're involving all of that and how it translates to other sports. And what I'd like to do is unpack that a little bit more. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. And then maybe we'll talk to your daughter, Aria, about what she does at the studio as well.
So we will be
right back here on 93.9 KCMJ. Find Sun Pilates at sunpilates.co. And welcome back to Under 10 Fitness on 93.9 KCMJ. This is the show that gives you tips and tricks when it comes to health and fitness. And we just talked to great organizations and business here in the Colorado Springs area. And today I'm talking with the owner of Sun Pilates, Don King. And we're talking about Pilates and how it can be incorporated with a bunch of different things, and how you told me a cool story off air about how athletes, the basketball player used it as his edge.
Yeah, well, yes. So Shaquille O'Neal actually was using gyrotonic as his edge back when he was playing. And he didn't really talk a lot about it because he wanted to keep that as his competitive edge. But there's been a lot of, you know, media or press lately about NFL players that are using Pilates. So I've got pictures of, you know, that were shared on social media of a lot of famous receivers from the NFL doing, you know, Pilates workouts on the reformer. And that's what they're using as their, you know, their training outside of all the other training
that they're doing. That's their secret weapon.
That's their secret weapon. Yes. So it's really exciting to see that it's, you know, Pilates for a long time kind of held that stigma as a women's only exercise, even though it was founded by a man who was a boxer. But he did deal with a lot of dancers. So in the beginning, it was, you know, it kind of took on that persona of a women's form of fitness. But it's really nice to start to see the change happening that men are really starting to pick this up, and especially athletes. Within our own studio, we've seen our, you know, kind of mix of men to women go from about 5% men to, I'd say, we're up to 35 or 40% men in our studio. So it's really encouraging to see that all people, you know, are finding the benefits from this work.
And just how you've been describing it, it's basically good for anybody who wants to know more about their body and how to move it.
Exactly. It's great for body awareness. You know, we say, you know, it kind of brings together that mind-body-soul connection, and it does. And specifically as it relates to mind and body, and you and I were talking earlier about, you know, having clients find those muscles that we're trying to have them engage. And the more they do it and the more we explain it and the more they understand it, they're able to actually fire the muscles that we want them to fire. So it's that connection between mind and body. And then they take that, you know, they translate that into whatever it is that they do throughout the day, whether it's just functional movement, functional breathing, which is a large part of Pilates as well, or taking it to, you know, the court or the football field or the, you know, the ice rink, whatever it might be.
Is there anything that you've found that kind of goes against the traditional grain that we've been taught through fitness magazines and other mediums?
Yes. I'm glad you asked. So, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, modalities that kind of, and, you know, playing college sports, this was ingrained in me as well. But, you know, you often hear bigger, faster, stronger, and, you know, no pain, no gain. And we really try to fight that we try to kind of shift that paradigm, because we want people to know you don't have to be, and quite honestly, you shouldn't be in pain. You know, so there's training and then there's, you know, going too far. And I think it's kind of the American way. We always want to do more, be bigger, be faster, be stronger. But really, you know, there is therapeutic movement that can take you to that next level without pain. And that's really what Pilates offers, is a way to, first of all, rehab anything that might be causing pain. And secondly, take you to the next level without pain.
But if my biceps and my hamstrings aren't super sore the next day, I didn't work out.
Yeah, that's what they all think. But we have that subtle way of sneaking that workout in. And again, we're doing eccentric and concentric movement of the muscle. So, you know, if you think of just bodybuilding, it's a lot of contracting the muscle. But with Pilates, you're elongating the muscle as well at the same time. So you're working with these springs that are working in both directions. And you're getting the benefit. So it's almost like you're getting your stretch while you're doing your strengthening. And I think that's why, you know, we've had clients come back and say, I wasn't sore, I didn't feel anything. And I said, well, there's so much going on in your body right now that you're not aware of. And you don't have to be super sore for it to be working.
Yeah, soreness, I always tell my clients, it's not the best way to judge
right. The
effectiveness of your workouts.
Exactly.
The best way to judge your workouts is, are you improving?
Are you
getting better? Are you feeling better? Do you have more energy? You know, there's lots of different ways
yes. To
measure.
Right, right.
Now, I've looked at a Pilates platform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might get mad at me for this, but the Total Body Gym.
Yes.
It kind of resembles that. Is there any connection to those two?
You know, I don't know if the Total Body Gym was based off of, you know, because Pilates equipment, the reformer has been around for over 100 years, you know, so it's not like that it was stolen from Chuck Norris and the Total Body Gym.
Right.
However, he may have kind of modeled his Total Body Gym after the reformer. I'm really not sure, but yes, we have heard that before. And as a matter of fact, my own husband has said, so you're just working out on a Total Gym. And I'm like, no. But maybe the theory and the concept is the same. Again, you're utilizing your body weight, you're utilizing the spring in two directions, and I'm pretty sure those have springs on them as well.
It's just a, it's basically like a slide, and all it is bands. So there's no spring that I'm aware of. It's total, it's using your body weight as, you know, the,
which I think Joseph Pilates would be a big proponent of, because that's really what his theory was. You know, he modeled Pilates after, watching animals, you know, how animals move and watching how children move. And so he found that to be the most natural form of movement. And so that's kind of what all of this is modeled after. And in his mind, you don't need a bunch of heavy, heavy weights to get to where you want to be, as long as you can utilize your own body weight and simple, you know, with regard to his equipment, simple pulleys and springs. You know, you're good.
And it really just depends on your goals.
It does. Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about a little bit more that you do at the studio specifically.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about your daughter, Aria.
Yes.
Who's 8 years old. Is that right?
That is correct.
Aria. So, hi, Aria. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, please tell me what you do with your mom at Sun Pilates.
Well, on Saturdays, I do yoga, and other times I stay while she's teaching classes.
All right. And you coach your mom while she's coaching other clients, right? You got to keep an eye on your mom?
Yes.
You actually teach yoga?
Yeah.
Very cool. How do you like that? What's your favorite part about doing yoga?
Like that you get to do cool poses and stuff.
You get to have fun. Now, do you have some friends that come do that with you?
Yes.
And what do you and your friends like to do together? Aside from yoga, do you like to play sports?
Yeah. We like to play sports. And I used to do gymnastics, but we still do that in yoga, a little bit of gymnastics in yoga.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And does your whole family get involved? You and your brother, Tristan, and your mom and your dad?
Well, my dad goes with my mom, and my brother usually has to do it if he wants to play media, so.
Well, there you go. So if there's somebody out there listening between the ages of, how old do you have to be in your class?
Well, some of the kids in my class are 6 still, and some are 7 and some are 8.
Okay, so between the ages of 6 and 8, anybody can come and join your class?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go, kids. That is a great option for you here in the Colorado Springs area. And, of course, we'll give you all the links to that on the post for this. That'll be at under10fitness.com/sunpilates. So, Dawn, how would you recommend somebody get into Pilates if they're ready to start?
Sure. We have, at our particular studio, we have, of course, private sessions, which we do highly recommend, though we understand that those can be a little cost prohibitive. They're not cheap. So, ideally, we would ask a new client to maybe do 3 to 5 private sessions. If that's not really within the budget, we do have what we call a beginner's workshop, which is 4 beginner classes. And again, a class is only up to 5 people. So you really do get a lot of personalization in a class. But you would do 4 what we call beginner classes leading up to, you know, maybe moving into a different level class from there. But at least in those 4 classes, you're working with people that are brand new to Pilates as well. It's less intimidating. You don't have people that have been doing Pilates for a while and are going to be off doing a level 3 exercise while you're still learning how to put your springs on.
Perfect.
So so that's the best way to get started.
All right. And then you guys, do you have a Facebook page and a website?
We do. We have it all. Our website is www.sunpilates.co. Not .com.
Okay.
Was taken. So .co, like Colorado. And our Facebook page is just Sun Pilates. You can find us there.
And I'm going to make sure that I post all these links at under10fitness.com/sunpilates.
Okay.
Now, again, we'll take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about other things that you offer. Maybe you help people with diet coaching or any other things, events, all that fun stuff coming up, and kind of put it all together.
Great.
So we will be right back here on 93.9 KCMJ. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under10Fitness. That's under T-E-N Fitness. And welcome back to Under10Fitness on 93.9 KCMJ, giving you tips, tricks, and motivation. Today we are talking about Pilates with Don King, the owner of Sun Pilates here in Colorado Springs. My name is Drew Smith, and let's chat about some Pilates. It's hard to spit that out sometimes.
It is.
Now, you guys are having a cool new, you're teaching people how to be instructors of Pilates.
Correct. Yes. So we have developed, we kind of found a need and a niche. We have developed a teacher training certification course. And, you know, it was very hard to find such a course in Colorado Springs, probably because there was not one. As, again, I kind of alluded to, some of the bigger companies would come into town, you know, do a weekend course and leave. And really for Pilates, it's pretty in depth. It takes about a year. You know, you could do it quicker, but it takes about a year to get your full certification. There's a lot of, you know, student teaching hours, personal practice hours, observation hours, and then lecture hours that are involved. So to have it here in Colorado Springs is kind of a big deal. Most of us had to travel to get our certification and then travel to do all of our hours. So it makes it nice and convenient. We also designed our program so that it teaches both the classical and the contemporary methodologies of Pilates. The difference being classical was kind of the original work that Joseph Pilates had intended. And then contemporary is, you know, kind of a new spin or kind of taking some liberty with some of his work and maybe adding modifications and exercises. And, you know, a lot of what they call Pilates purists or some of the elders would say, if Joseph Pilates was alive today, he probably would have made some of these modifications himself. So, but to, you know, again, classify them both, you have classical, you have contemporary, you have purely classical studios that will only teach the protocol that Joseph Pilates had in place. And then you have studios that are a little more contemporary that teach, you know, maybe more rehabilitative form of Pilates. So we have combined both in our teacher training program so that any of our graduates will be able to teach at any kind of studio.
Very well-versed, well-rounded individuals coming out of Sun Pilates.
That's right. That's right.
Now, when you're just, do you offer anything else other than just Pilates? Do you help people with other coaching aspects?
We do. We also have bar classes, which are pretty hot and popular right now. Bar class being ballet bar. There's a couple of other studios in town that teach that as well. Ours is Pilates based. And so we like to think of our, I guess our form of instruction is very, you know, physical therapy based, Pilates based. It's going to be therapeutic movement, but you're going to have a lot of fun. Bar classes are fun. They're set to real lively, you know, contemporary music, and it's a great workout. So we offer those as well. And then gyrotonic, we had discussed a little bit earlier as well. So we have gyrotonic, we have bar, we have Pilates, and we have yoga. We're kind of, you know, delving into yoga and kind of going with forms of yoga that are Pilates, Pilates, I wouldn't say Pilates based, but complementary to the work we do in the Pilates studio. And of course, we do have kids yoga, as Aria was alluding to, and we do kids yoga on Saturdays.
It sounds like you're just about fluid movements and more, you know, control.
Absolutely. Things, yeah. Control, balance, you know, that mind body connection. Yeah. Nothing too hardcore. Bars about as crazy as we get.
And that's probably just because there's lively music going on.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But it's definitely a good workout. It's more, you know, kind of isolated movements for those areas that women like to kind of work on improving.
Of course. Right?
Right.
Buns
yes,
and thighs.
Exactly.
And absolutely.
That's exactly
now,
it.
I have a burning question because I'm a power lifter.
Right.
Could Pilates translate into that some way?
Absolutely. Like we've been saying kind of all along, Pilates really is for everybody. And we find no matter what somebody is doing, they tend to have some patterns that can lead to injury. So, you know, you see bodybuilders that have injuries, you see ballet dancers that have injuries, you see figure skaters that have injuries, and oftentimes it's an overuse injury. And so Pilates is great at really kind of, again, connecting the mind to the body, having people, teaching people body awareness so that you will know early on if you are overusing a muscle or a body part. And so if nothing else, I think Pilates serves to teach people to be kind of aware of what's going on within their own body.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're doing something wrong mm-hmm. or incorrectly, and everybody's got different body types, so you really need some eyes on you to see if you're doing the movement right or wrong.
Sure.
And then you just continue to add weight on top of that movement.
Right.
You're just adding a higher risk of injury.
Right. And we see it all the time. We see, you know, we have people come over that, you know, maybe have been bodybuilding or, you know, they're avid runners and they run 15 to 20 miles a day or a week, whatever the case may be. And we definitely see overuse injuries. And then we see very tight muscles, you know. So you've got this imbalance going on within their body, and we help to try to restore the balance back.
I like it. I love it. I'm going to start doing some Pilates, and that's going to be my little secret.
Yeah, you can't tell anybody.
Out there. So just kind of on a personal note,
sure.
What is your lifestyle like? What is your diet like? How do you incorporate all this health and fitness, and do you kind of put that into your diet as well?
Yeah. You know, I was told when I was going through my Pilates certification course to enjoy Pilates while I was doing it, because once you become a teacher, you don't get to do it as often. And unfortunately, I would have to say for me, that has become the case. I, you know, owning a studio or two, as I do now, there's a lot of sitting admin work involved. And so unfortunately, I don't get into the studio as much as I should. But I always feel the benefit when I do. And regarding diet, you know, we don't tend to delve into that too much. It's kind of outside of our scope, but we definitely refer to lots of local nutritionists and dietitians that help out with that. Personally, I try, you know, just try to keep the balance.
Right.
Having two youngsters, it can be, you know, challenging at times to keep everything healthy as far as food goes 100% of the time. But we do our best, and we try to, again, model that good behavior for not only our kids, but for our clients as well.
And Under 10 Fitness, we're all about helping each other, growing this community, this health conscious community. What's something that motivates you and continues you on your path, knowing that you're doing the right thing?
I think, you know, when you get those clients that come through, that you've really made a difference in their, first of all, their physical body, but then again, you know, how that translates into their everyday life. So you know, you have a client that walks in that's just in pain most of their day, and then they work out with you for an hour and say, it's amazing how much better I feel. And so I think that's what brings us back every day, just knowing that we're actually making a difference with our clients.
Sometimes I forget how unhealthy and kind of bad I used to feel.
Right.
And now that health and fitness is just such a part of my life, it's I need to remember that I came a long way and how good it feels to be in control and be in charge.
It's true. Yeah, we do. We forget, you know, that I saw a great, and I'm going to probably misquote it, but I saw a great quote recently that said something along the lines of, listen to your body when it whispers so that it doesn't have to scream. And I thought, gosh, that's great, because oftentimes we wait until our body is screaming at us, you know, and then we've got to have surgery or we've got to do some kind of drastic change to make something happen. And if we get to the point where we're that much more in tune with our body, that when we have a little ache or pain, we, you know, we jump on it right away. I think it makes such a difference and you know, in our life in general.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's like everything. I mean, if I'm a little bit hungry now,
right.
If I eat now, I won't be.
Exactly.
But if I wait, I'm going to be starving.
You're going to be starving. Yes, absolutely. It's true about everything.
It's easy to listen to your body. Listen to your body when it whispers so you don't have to listen to it when it screams.
Something along those lines. I probably misquoted it, but, you know, that's the gist.
I like how that sounds. It sounds good enough for us to use.
Yeah.
Now, again, one more time, where is your studio? How can people get a hold of you? How can people get involved?
Sure. So our downtown studio is located on South Tejon Street. We're at 816 South Tejon Street. And our new North studio is right off Garden of the Gods and I-25. We're in with HPR, which is Human Performance and Rehabilitation. We're in with some great practitioners there. Dr. Grove Higgins, Ben Burlinson, who does pediatric movement. So he works with a lot of young elite athletes. Our phone number is 719-632-0509. And our website is www.sunpilates.co.
And if you missed anything or want to just find all of those links, you can go to under10fitness.com/sunpilates. Again, Dawn, I want to thank you, your daughter Aria, your son Tristan for coming in and sharing with us all about your wonderful studio. And we will take a break here. We'll be right back on 93.9 KCMJ. Members at Under 10 Fitness get access to myself, your personal trainer, and your $10 membership. 20% of that goes to a nonprofit every month. That means $2 per member per membership goes to help out the community and those in need. And welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show where we give you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. And one of the most important things is making sure that we have all of our resources. If you don't have food and shelter, then how can you really focus on fitness? So to finish up the show, I want to interview a nonprofit organization to make sure that we're aware of all of the great resources that we have here in Colorado Springs. Again, my name is Drew Smith. Today I am here with the president of Assistance League of Colorado Springs, Shirley Ricketts. Welcome in.
Thank you very much, Drew.
Well, in a nutshell, what is Assistance League of Colorado Springs?
Well, Assistance League of Colorado Springs is a nonprofit all-volunteer organization that's part of a much larger corporation, which is National Assistance League. They have 120 chapters throughout the country with over 25,000 members. Our chapter has about 110 members, and we have five major programs that we deliver to the community in El Paso County.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization for 21 years.
So you've seen a lot of the greater good that this organization has brought to the Springs?
Exactly. They celebrated their 45th anniversary this year. So it's been around for a while in Colorado Springs. The national organization started shortly there after the San Francisco earthquake as an assistance to the Red Cross. So we celebrated 45 years of being service to our community.
Very nice. And over that 45-year span, what kind of programs and things have you offered to the community?
Well, our signature program is Operation School Bell, and we clothe now between 2,800 and 3,000 children. The counselors in the schools in El Paso County will give us names of students that need clothing, and we set up an appointment, and they come to us. When we first started, we had a place in our basement where we provided clothing, and they got some sweats, and they got underwear and socks and clothing like that. Now we've partnered with Kohl's, and they go to Kohl's, and they get a certain amount of money according to their grade level, and they can shop. And sometimes the parents tell us that it's the first time the parents or the children have ever been in a department store. So it kind of gives you goosebumps sometimes when you hear the stories of the kids we serve. The other program is Operation Can You Hear Me? And we reach preschools in El Paso County and test their hearing before they reach school age. We test them, and if they happen to fail that particular test, we retest them. And then if they fail that, we send them to an audiologist for a free exam so that they're ready to go to school and we know where they should be as far as their hearing is concerned. We also,
and with that test, have you found that some kids have needed to go see somebody?
I think we usually have one or two a year, not very many, but they're well taken care of when we do find that they go on to the audiologist.
Perfect. All right, please tell me about the other. You've got three more, so there's five different
programs. And like I say, we're all volunteers, so we have a good time doing all these things. The other one is assault survivor kits, and we work with Memorial Hospital in particular for these, and we provide clothing for someone who has been assaulted and will have to leave their clothing at the hospital for the police. The police keep that for evidence. And instead of going home in a hospital gown, they have some clothing and underwear and some hygiene things like, you know, deodorant and soap and things that they can take home with them.
They've been through enough already, and now they need to be dressed and sent out looking better, yeah.
And I do know that they use it. I was on jury duty one time, and the CBI brought out a sack of clothing from a lady that had been in Memorial Hospital.
That's something that you kind of don't even think about.
You really don't.
When you're just living life, and that's a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal for the women that are assaulted because they do have something other than the hospital gown to wear at home. And then Buddy Bears is, we have bears that we give to the fire department and to the trauma unit at Memorial Hospital and to a couple of other places where if there's a child in a traumatic situation, they get a teddy bear to hug. And as I was mentioning earlier, we did give them to a senior center one time when their nursing home caught fire. And the patients there were out in the cold and they got a teddy bear to hold on to before they were taken and put in another place.
And these teddy bears are something that the firemen and departments carry in their vehicles with them, around
Correct.
With them?
Correct. They have them, and they just give them when they think they need to.
When you're in a traumatic experience and something's going on, something's on fire, you're safe now, but you have these feelings,
right.
and a teddy bear can help.
Right. And if they come to the hospital and they're really, really ill, they can give them to that child to hold on to. And I met a lady not long ago who told me that she had her son that had a severe asthma attack, and he got one of those bears. And because she had seen mine that I happened to have at the time.
And do you take donations for bears? How do you get these buddy bears?
Well, we survive pretty much on our income from our thrift store and from donations. We have a gifts and grants committee, so we actually ask for those. And in our bargain box, we have a donation jar, but we also can be helped by people bringing in their slightly used clothing, slightly used small household items, because we sell them and we get our money to then spend on the programs that we have. And our budget is determined by how much money we bring in.
Purely donation-based.
So, purely donation-based.
And we'll talk about maybe more about your bargain box here in a second, but I'd like you to talk about your last program.
Okay, and that is one of our newest programs, and that's Sweet Dreams. And we give a mattress and frame to newly emancipated foster children. When they turn 18, they get a new apartment, and it's a bare apartment, so we help them by giving them the mattress and the frame. And there are other organizations that will supply them with bedding and some other household items.
Send you off into the world as an adult with a bed and everything.
And we've got pictures to show the kids with a big smile on their face.
And do you share some of that on your, I know you're active on Facebook, you have a website?
Correct. We have a website and we do have Facebook and we do share our things on Facebook. I think one of the latest ones was Can You Hear Me, where they were showing some kids having their hearing tested. We've had some in the past with School Bell, where they're out at Kohl's shopping. So keep in touch with us. Check us on Facebook.
Right. You're very active in the community. And if you want to find them on Facebook, it's assistanceleaguecs.org. Very easy to find. And I'm sure you can find the Facebook links from there. Now, tell me about the Bargain Box.
Okay. The Bargain Box is fairly new. We were around the corner on Costilla for many, many years. And we just moved into this building 2 years ago. And it's at 405 South Nevada. You can't miss us. We've got a big blue awning out in front. And we have all kinds of clothing, children's, men's, women's, and we have some small household items. We don't have large furniture items, but some small furniture items. And we appreciate you coming in and shopping because we're very proud of the shop. It's a beautiful, beautiful shop. And we love to see our customers. And we have customers that come back, and we call them our regulars.
Uh-huh. And again, all of the purchases and sales there, portion of that probably goes back in to help your programs.
It all goes back in.
All of it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we do have some expenses, of course, utilities and so forth that we have to take out. But everything else goes strictly to our programs.
Now, you've been doing this for 21 years, is that right?
Yes, I've been a member since 95.
And over that time, have you seen the effect that it has on the community? Do you have a story of somebody that this has helped?
Well, I'll tell, when I was a teacher and a counselor, we had a young lady, and this was in a junior high where appearances really count, and she would come to school in what we used to call a flower sack dress. Back in the old days, they made dresses out of flower sacks for their kids, and this one was the epitome of that. I mean, it was just that way, and that was in the day where you had to wear a certain kind of jeans and a t-shirt to be in. And our counselor there took her to School Bell, and she got two pairs of jeans, two shirts, a really, really nice warm winter coat, and I think she probably wore that winter coat even through the spring. She was so proud of it. But she fit in with the rest of the kids because now she had her jeans and shirt that she could wear. So it gives me goosebumps to talk about it. But that was when I was on as an educator. Now I get to see those kids with those big smiles on their faces. And every once in a while you get a big hug from them because they are so excited about being able to get their clothes to wear to school.
And that's fantastic with all the programs that you have. You're helping so much. And I just wanted to say this again about the clothing program where you're buying, it's new clothes that they are getting from Kohl's.
Correct.
It's not donations.
No.
It's brand new clothes.
Right. When they first started School Bell, they clothed 17 students from South Junior. South Junior doesn't exist anymore. And they were clothed with some new clothing and some clothing from our thrift store. But now, and for a long, long time, we have given them brand new clothes. And that when they go to Kohl's, they get a certain amount according to their age, and they get to spend it. And as I said, a lot of times they've never even been in a department store, so it's exciting for them to get a brand new pair of shoes and something we know that they'll wear because it's a shirt they have picked out.
Well, Shirley Ricketts, the president of Assistance League of Colorado Springs, thank you so much for coming down and telling us about your organization. I want to say thank you very much to our guests, and thank you for listening to this episode of Under 10 Fitness. Dawn from Sun Pilates is very generously offering a 20% discount to any Under 10 Fitness email subscriber. If you would like to try Sun Pilates, visit under10fitness.com/Sun Pilates, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get 20% off your first purchase at Sun Pilates. Membership at Under 10 Fitness is less than $10 a month, and with that, you get complete workout videos, plus you get access to me, your personal trainer. I can guide you through every step of the process, from diet to workouts to progressions, everything that you need, and plus, you're not just going to change your body. You're going to help the community, because 20% of your membership goes to a nonprofit organization, and when you start changing your body, what I found with my clients is that you also start changing your life. When you're building the outside, you're getting more confident on the inside. And from there, I've talked to many clients who have built the confidence to go out and start new things that they never thought possible. Go on that dream vacation overseas that they never thought they had the confidence to do. Start a business. Make that leap. Get into a relationship. Ask somebody out. There's so many ways that we apply our confidence in everyday life, and that all starts with building your body. I'd love to see you at the members area. You can try it for free for an entire month. Just go to under10fitness.com, sign up at the members area, and use promo code UTF. And as always, remember, stay motivated.